Do you think it would have been better if he were a local fireman? Every time the whistle blew, you'd know it? Or would you rather not know every time the whistle blew?
I mean, I could have listened to the fire radio and known what was going on. I just never had any fear. I know Joe was doing what he had to do, and that he would never take any risks.
Did he ever tell you about any significant fires that he was involved in down there?
He never really would tell me anything that would make me frightened. I mean, he would say, you know, it was a good fire or whatever, but he would never elaborate to have instilled fear in me.
Right. There was no sense in it.
Right.
What was boring and what was invigorating about it, being a fireman for him, do you think?
Invigorating was just the thrill of getting on that fire truck and responding to that fire and the adrenaline. Boring, Joe is not the type of person to sit around. So that he basically told me that, you know, being a fireman was the greatest job on the face of the earth. And that he technically felt he retired when he became a fireman. I mean, he had been in the construction business and in a management position and worked long hours and thought that, you know, being a fireman was a dangerous and exciting job, but he felt that, you know, his men were privileged to be firemen and that
should make the most of their time.
They make the most of their time and that the, you know, drilling and keeping busy and keeping the firehouse neat and orderly was something that needed to be done. When he was a fireman, he, you know, they all had to take turns cooking. And Joe initially, he eventually became a pretty good cook, but initially he could not cook. And he hated to cook. And he used to say to me, I'd rather do bathroom duty than cook. I would do anything not to cook. And he always used to call it blevy chicken because he only knew one dish to cook.
What chicken?
Blevy. They used to call it blevy chicken.
Oh, Bill.
But then I started to teach him a few things, and he became a very good cook. And then when he became a lieutenant, he no longer had to cook. Mm. So then he became privileged, and he liked that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
From what you know, what features were the ones that served Joe the best as a role model for his men?
Well, in talking to a lot of the firefighters that knew Joe, Joe was definitely a leader. He never demoralized a person. He always had great respect for the job and the men that worked under him. He was fair with them. And the men respected him for his honesty and his fairness for the type of person that he was. And
he had a good rapport with them.
He had a great rapport with them. They had the greatest respect for him, and they thought he was extremely knowledgeable. And, you know, a lot of them, you know, would have preferred not to go on drills or, you know, just hang out. But I think in retrospect, they respected the fact that he taught them a lot. And he used to say, okay, guys, we're going out on a field trip. They go, now, right now, you know, and he would make, you know, he'd get them up and they would drill. And he had, they were amazed at, you know, they would go somewhere and they'd go into a building and he asked a lot of questions. Joe was very inquisitive and he wanted to know everything. So you know, it would be something insignificant, and he would, you know, spend 15 minutes, you know, trying to figure out what it was or how it worked or whatever. I think they were amazed that he had this yearn to learn, and he had a lot of knowledge of buildings and construction, and
he brought a lot to the position.
He brought a lot to the position, And he was a good leader. He knew how to manage and keep them in line and keep them safe.
You know, there's nothing that shows it more for us as in listening to the 9/11 tapes.
Right.
Could you describe his cool-headed leadership that we heard on those tapes?
Well, you know, Joe, I think, was, throughout that entire tape, I would say he was...
It was amazing.
He was pretty much the voice of the tape. You know, he was extremely calm. And I've seen that in him before. I saw him with a little girl that fell in front of her house, and you know, he just jumped right into the occasion and just took action immediately. Knew exactly what to do. Was very calm and not nervous. So that in times of crisis, he was not the type that panicked. He was extremely calm, and throughout that whole tape, He was firm, and he gave thorough instructions to his men.
Interplay with the men was very,
you know, what
good
to do and how to. There was one who had a problem with the elevator and was stuck in the elevator, and he was trying to calm him down and, you know, assist him in getting the elevator moving without showing any, you know, form of panic or... He tried to keep him, I think his words were, it's imperative that you get that elevator moving and you can do it. And he gave them positive reinforcement. And I think that's how he managed his men, was with positive reinforcement instead of any negative type of direction. He was always positive and I think that's what they also admired him for. And on that tape.
That was the proof of all of it, all the preparation, all his experience, all his ability to lead.
Right.
It just spoke, it just sprang out.
And I think I listened to that tape numerous times, and I think he knew that things were pretty bad and that he may not come out of there. He had that, I could just tell by the monotone of his voice that, you know, this was pretty bad.
But he kept it together
for
himself and his men.
Right.
Which is critical.